morning. Happy Friday to you.
How's your four-legged friend doing this morning?
It's doing better. Yesterday we went for a walk and she acted pretty good. And she ate some stuff yesterday afternoon and she ate a little bit this morning. So she's on her way for sure.
So did you have a good day yesterday? Everything goes smooth? Didn't get too wet?
But I was just really busy playing catch up from the day I was out. So it just was the whole day of playing catch up.
The thing about taking the day off is the day after.
But nobody does your job when you're out, right?
I think sometimes they leave you more stuff to do.
Had 25 boxes there that delivery people left for me when I got in yesterday morning.
A lot of people out here this morning on the road.
Wade Hampton just yet, but I mean, maybe a few cars more than normal.
Good thing. It means more people are going back to work.
Well, they just stay, right?
I guess.
Different with your radio?
No, why?
It's just really, really scratchy. It might just be the repeater.
Is even during the net last night, it seemed to be scratchy and cutting in and out.
Picking up like you were barely making the repeater.
And there could be something new interfering with it. Who knows?
By the time I fired up the car this morning, I heard somebody call out on the White Oak. And I come right back, but didn't get any response.
Got to turn the volume up.
That.
Me too. I think we all have. If you've been in this hobby any length of time.
What's wrong with my radio? Operator error.
That is the true story.
It's the last year for the Chevy Bolt like Eric's got.
That, why are they canceling that? Or not producing it anymore.
Getting ready to switch over to an electric truck and do away with those that he has.
Trying to see if people will want that any more than the car.
He saw a lot of complaints, especially from like the rescue people about the Ford truck especially catching on fire.
That aluminum and magnesium body, that's not going to be a good thing.
The batteries make like their own oxygen because of the chemical fire out.
That I know exactly what the chemical makeup is on it, but I could see that. I don't know. I'm not behind them. Like I said, I've worked on them and I've been around them and I just don't trust it.
Me and Susan the other day were trying to figure out why you don't see the one I have advertised.
Don't know what to tell you on that one. Other than it may not have enough battery component about it to meet some kind of requirement. Who knows?
But yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I can't complain about this one, that's for sure.
Never really heard a whole lot about the Honda Insight other than when they first brought it out, and since then you've never really heard much about it.
It's the way to go, you know what I mean? Because you get good fuel mileage and that from what you do run, and it, you know, the battery just kind of helps it out a little bit. At least you're not running, you know, running the engine while you're stopped.
That, like I said, I really don't know what to say on that one other than it may not have a big enough percentage of battery to where it meets or whatever requirement there is to be considered that.
I'm going to struggle to get to 60 today.
the repeater's having some issues this morning. It's real scratchy. Still there?
Yeah, I just navigating down through here. On the way home, I had to take a detour. There was a wreck or a fire or something. They had 29 blocked off on the road going into Greer. And then up here by, it was either Lyman or Wilford, I had to get off on a side road.
I'm glad I wasn't over here yesterday then.
To take a little bit longer detour and come out at a red light on Wade Hampton rather than trying to go back across from Side Street.
To that, whenever possible, I always try to use red lights to get in and out, unless I'm going with traffic. If I can turn right and go with traffic, then okay. But if I've got to go across traffic or against traffic, we're finding a light somewhere.
It was funny to watch all the impatient people yesterday. You know, they had the roadblocks. We all were in a turning lane to turn onto a side street. While we're all in a turn lane, a guy comes up and he just cuts all the way in front of everybody and just does a U-ey right in front of everybody.
Sounds about right. People's patience anymore is non-existent.
I signed with you, and then the gate was messing up. And then I scanned 3 or 4 times. I could hear it beep, but then the gate wouldn't open. I had to wait for the guard to come and manually open it. Man, she wasn't happy.
It's not with it raining. She was not liking that. And am I making it into the repeater okay?
A little scratchy. I don't have full bars, from the repeater, but it's not doing too bad.
I'm down here at my first stop where I normally am, and I'm only receiving about 3 bars on there, so I'm an S3, and real scratchy on the receive.
You're real scratchy too. I mean, it comes and goes. If I got a full bar on the meter, or if I'm short.
Be one of those days, I guess.
Radio, that's what makes it fun.
Andrew must not be going to work today.
Listening and not messing with EchoLink. Today's Samuel Morris' birthday.
Whose birthday?
Morris.
About. I wasn't sure.
Long pause there. I figured you were still trying to figure it out or Google it.
You're trying to figure out who it was, but I wasn't sure.
1991, April 27th.
Let me buy a few years.
Yes, no more. It's come along, right? From being on a wire to had no wire at all, right?
Would. It'd be amazing to know what some of the people who invented some of this stuff think about it now and how it's being used and what it's been changed into.
Got on our dash and everything that they're thinking about starting to get away from them. You know, I mean, people are really wanting to button something a little bit easier to navigate through while you're riding.
Touchscreen is way too distractive because you really have to pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah, you got people using the touchscreen that have no business even driving. Up in the parking lot the other day, I think we're at Target, next to an SUV, fairly new SUV, but man, the tires on that thing were completely bald. I mean, they were as bald as a NASCAR tire.
Yeah, I see that quite often when I'm walking around in shops, cords hanging out, no tread on tires at all, the tire's about to fall off of it, and they just keep driving.
Ford was saying they were having a problem with the Broncos with the wheels coming off.
Not yet. It's 2023. You think we could figure that out?
Having a lug nut issue when I was a kid.
They probably reinvented the wheel.
Hard ahead, left-handed lug nuts on one side.
Never owned one, but I have worked on them. Isuzu is still that way on their NPRs and NQRs and that kind of stuff.
To know, or does it have a indicator on the end of the stud?
I don't know.
You guy out here at work, there was an adjuster on like a metal door frame, and he's like, "Man, we got to get some new screws. This thing is stuck. It just has a regular screwdriver slot to turn it." And I got to looking, it's like, "Dang, this thing is left-handed." And turned it left-handed. Sure enough, worked fine.
Focus is the early 2000 model Focus when they first brought it out, that first body style. If I remember correctly, it was the left rear wheel. The nut that held the wheel bearing and all on was reverse thread. And there was a big recall on that. Nuts, it was the actual spindle nut.
Mess you up, right? You just, one of those things you just have to know.
Yeah. Well, we knew it, because like I said, there was a recall on them, and we was having to drill it and tap it so that it wouldn't come off going down the road.
Didn't put a lot of engineering into that one, did they?
Funny, some of the mistakes that you see made on when you're in the business like that, when we were working on cars, the engineering mistakes that nobody realized because they don't see their product, they don't see the finished product. All they see is they designed this one little thing to go with the car and never went and actually seen a completed project, so they didn't know how theirs fit in with it, other than the drawings.
I was working in the automation field, and you'd put some stuff together, and it's like you'd go back to the engineer, and it's like, how exactly did you plan on me doing this?
I think definitely having the engineers at least come out in the field and see what's going on. Instead of trying to design a product and just, oh yeah, this will work here and that's it, they never see the finished thing. I mean, that might work in some cases, but a lot of cases that just going to cause problems.
Yes, sir. It's kind of like taking the body off to change the oil pan gasket.
Roger that, KO4HKX, or, where oil filter placements are on there, and you've got to do it constantly. The 3-liter Ranger in the same era, the early 2000s, you had to spin the oil filter off, lay it on top of the starter, lower the car down, and reach the oil filter from the top side to get the oil filter out because of where it was at. It wouldn't come by the starter without hitting the electrical components, and it was just a mess.
You can, on the CAD, you can simulate that, and it would tell you that it wouldn't work.
I don't know. I just always know I hated doing oil changes on those trucks for that reason. And then in right around 2010, 2011, that body style Equinox with the 3.6 in it, doing an oil change on it, the oil filter was in the front, and you could reach down from the top to do it, but it was underneath the exhaust manifold and the high side AC line, so you got it reached down between all that and the radiator to get to the oil filter to take it loose. It was an you have absolute down in there.
Ones where you can just climb over in there and stand on the ground beside the engine to work on it.
Don't know what happened to them, but I mean, it's just little things like that. I mean, we're going to service a car how many times through the life expectancy of it? You know, we might want to think about oil filter placement or the serviceability of those components.
Open up the hood on a newer car, it's just solid. You can't see anything.
I prefer it that way, the way it intimidates you. And here before long, I have a feeling you won't be able to work on your own car anyway because you won't own it.
That. Man, I saw yesterday they changed our flag up here.
Flag on 85?
It was a South Carolina flag.
What is it today?
Yeah, I'm almost there. Hold on. The lower the speed limit is and the more rain there is, the faster everybody goes. It's just amazing. And it looks like it's a big blue flag today.
Hey, a big blue, as in the color blue flag?
Yeah, Roger, state flag. It almost looked like it was upside down, but it wasn't blowing out enough for me to tell, but maybe it wasn't.
We'll be flying it in an upside down pattern in the sign of distress for South Carolina. You never know. Flag over there on 123, there at Upstate Granite. It hadn't been up in the last couple of weeks, when I've come through anyway.
Going to court again about it. Usually it was all over the news, but it ain't on the news right now. Something else they must be trying to distract us from.
They may be having it sewed up for some repairs or something. The pole's still there, so. And they just put it back up after doing some work to it, so I don't think they're going to take it down. You never know anymore, though.
I guess they gave them leave, the two executives of the advertising for Bud Light.
No, that's no surprise. As much backlash as they've had over that, I've seen they changed their commercials too. Last weekend, I was at my stepdad's house and he had the TV on. I've seen they went back to the Clydesdale commercials.
He also was giving them a fit about that, protesting that and everything. Yeah, it's going south quick.
Oh, the guy that they used for the ad there, Bud Light did, he's doing some kind of ad for one of the makeup companies now, Maybelline or something like that for women too.
Getting a big backlash about that. And it's, you know, they're just trying to divide, to make everybody be, you know, mad at everybody else.
Thing, divide and conquer. That's all they're trying to do.
Must be running late this morning. They're not happy to get out in the rain, I guess.
It's raining like this. They're usually a little slower about getting started. But the gate was locked when I got here, so I just pulled around behind the building next to the gate. And the gate's open, been open. I've seen guys coming in and out. I just haven't pulled over there yet. And I'm sitting here talking to you on into work.
If you need to go, I'm rolling down towards the gate now.
None of the guys I deal with have showed up yet. I hadn't seen them come through, but I've seen the other guys coming in and out.
On the gate that was messed up was a little circuit board that does the control loop that says something's, you know, there, that don't close the gate, so they had to take it out of the circuit and then, you know, thought the photo eyes would keep it from hitting anything, and that darn truck pulled up yesterday and the beam looked right behind the cab and in front of the trailer and the gate closed on it.
Tear the gate off?
Saw it. I guess it came and closed and hit it, and then it backed up.
Manual works better.
As I asked yesterday, I said, you know, how quickly do you need this card and that? And it's like, well, you don't need it real quick. And I added the fertilizer to keep it from closing. And then it's like, okay. And then, so I ordered it. It's supposed to be here tomorrow. I ordered it second day instead of totally red. Yeah, I might should have get it red.
Had it either way you done, it would have been wrong, right?
You've been there by the time it hit the truck, you know what I mean? So, but I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'll say 7-3. I hope you have an awesome day. Try to stay dry and safe out there with all the idiots and that. Maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
Have a good day, and you try to stay dry also, and I will keep an ear out for you later on. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear. 7-3.